Welcome to the Money, Motivation, and More podcast. I'm Robert Geniak, your host and author of the international bestseller, Rich is a State of Mind. And this episode is entitled, What is the Goal? Goals are the fundamental construct we use for planning for a successful financial future, whether it be for long-term planning for things like retirement, short-term planning for things like vacations or cars, mid-term planning to educate our kids, maybe a home renovation, maybe a move to a different location. But goals are also a pretty funny thing for us because, quite frankly, they're very emotional. We don't want to talk to people about them. You need to share them with financial professionals in order to create a successful financial future. And quite frankly, none of us are all that interested in talking about them or setting them. But given that they are so important, what I wanted to share with you today is a conversation between myself and Mike Rice from Investors Group Financial Services that aired recently on the TV show I host called We Talk Money. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome to We Talk Money. My name is Robert Geniak, and today we're going to be talking about something not necessarily money related, but important nonetheless as you plan a successful financial future. We're going to talk about your goals, setting them, and how you accomplish them. My guest at this time is Mike Rice. He's a consultant with Investors Group Financial Services. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Thank you, Robert.
Now, goals set the foundation for a successful financial future. When you talk to clients about goals, what do you want them to know?
Well, goals are important. Without a goal, we don't have a direction. It's sort of like sailing a ship without a rudder. If I know what a client's goal is or goals are, I can help them set a blueprint to achieve those goals.
When a client sits down with you and they say, I know this goal stuff is important, but it's scary and it's confusing, how do you make them more comfortable with the process?
Well, we take it step by step. The idea is that when you do meet with an advisor, you have to feel comfortable with them. You have to start to build a relationship. You have to feel comfortable and confidence starts to build in that advisor that you can call them, ask them questions anytime, email them with a question anytime, and they should get back to you in a timely manner. But when we're talking about goals, it's up to the advisor as well to find out what's important to that client, what's important to that family, where do they see themselves in 5, 10, or 20 years, you know, and then help them set a blueprint to achieve those goals.
One thing I hear from Canadians all the time when I talk to them about goals is they're afraid to offer their goals to a financial professional because they're afraid of being judged by what they put down in that paper. How do you deal with that?
Yes, and everyone is an individual, and goals will vary. A goal might be, I want to pay off my mortgage quickly, or I want to be able to go on vacation, you know, down to Disney World once a year or once every other year. So they can be very simple, they can be short-term, they can be long-term, but every goal can be measurable. And as long as the advisor knows what the goals are, then they can help that client to achieve them.
So what I heard from you just there is that not all goals are financially related.
Absolutely. And I think as the relationship builds between the client and the advisor, the confidence will build between the two parties as well. But it is important. Life goals are important. I'm a cancer survivor, so I know that, you know, life can throw you curves, and everybody's been through challenges. And the idea is we can lay the best plan, put the best foundation in place, but life will throw you curves. So a plan is always dynamic. And if you have a good relationship with the advisor, you'll work through that plan, and that blueprint can change.
And I think that meshes very well with part of the message in the book. It's that one of the reasons you set goals and create a plan is because life happens, things change, and the goals that we set for ourselves today are not necessarily the goals we had 5 years ago or the goals we'll have 5 years from now. But if you don't write them down, how are you ever going to track them?
You're right. And this should be fun as well. It's not a hardship. It should be fun. So whoever you're working with, you gotta have fun. That map or that blueprint to achieve your goals should be fun, and you should have a lot of fun trying to achieve them.
So let me get this right. You're telling me personal finance should be fun?
Absolutely, it should be fun. If it's not fun, it's not worth doing. As I said before, life is short. Let's have fun.
We'll be back to continue our conversation with Mike and We Talk Money after the break. Welcome back to We Talk Money. My guest today is Mike Rice from Investors Group Financial Services, and we've been talking about the concept of goals and goal setting. Mike, as it relates to your successful clients, How do they deal with their goals?
Well, the most successful clients that I work with have specific goals. And if they communicate those goals well and know exactly what they want to achieve, I can help them put a plan in place to achieve their goals.
Are the goals written down?
The goals are written down, and it's part of a discovery process. The client may actually have these goals in mind all along, but doesn't know how to achieve them or take the steps to achieve them.
And how often do you review the goal list with the client?
And the goals can change, and once goals are achieved, it is achieved, and then a new goal is put in place. But oftentimes, it's, again, how the client perceives themselves, you know, down the road, whether it's 10, 20, 30, 40 years or longer.
Goal setting is a process. Achieving them is a process. I've never been a financial professional like yourself. How do you guide the client through that process?
Well, I'm about the strategies. And the strategy should be working just as hard as the client works in their everyday life. So if a goal is as simple as I want to pay my mortgage down faster, quicker, be done with it, let's put some strategies in place. And I'll use this as a very simple example. A lot of times we will bundle our car and home insurance together. A lot of us will do that. And if we pay annually, we can save 2-3% in some cases. Some of us can do that, some of us can't. But while we're doing that, what's happening with that money each week, each month, while we're waiting to pay that bill at the end of the year? That money should be growing for you as well.
Mike, I want to thank you very much for being my guest today and sharing your thoughts about goals and goal setting.
I hope you enjoyed our discussion of all things goal-related and realized that in that short span of time, we really only scratched the surface of all of the different options, reasons for setting goals, tools at your disposal for tracking, and how they will impact your life. I dedicated an entire chapter, Chapter 5, in Rich's A State of Mind, entitled, not surprisingly, What is the Goal?, to that very subject, and even in that chapter, I really only scratched the surface. This has been another episode of Money, Motivation, and More with your host, Robert Geniak. Listenership is growing. Money, Motivation, and More is now available at iTunes, on Apple Podcasts, at Player FM, and at listennotes.com. Thank you for sharing the message and helping drive the listenership numbers up. I greatly appreciate it. As always, Money, Motivation, and More is available at robertgeniak.com, and it's at the website that you can leave me a message, let me know what you think of the podcast, or if you have ideas for future podcasts, questions you'd like answered, please drop me a line and I'll do my best to cover it in an upcoming episode. Until then, thank you for listening.